For many decades, scientists have believed that the universe has the same uniformity across its entire expanse, or at least from what they can see, the cosmic horizon, out as far as science can detect. And a new discovery indicates this might not be the case. If true, this could reshape the way science understands space itself. This was published in the Reviews of Modern Physics. So this is where I, at that station, you were asking about my sources. This is where I get the information. I look through these journals, these reviews, such as this one here, the Reviews of Modern Physics, the Royal Astronomical Society letters. I get those too. I get information from those. So this is where some of it comes from. This is why I say I don't get it from any particular source. Our universe, it might be showing signs of unexpected asymmetry, where the properties and characteristics of the cosmos might not be the same throughout. This all comes from some observations made about the CME, the cosmic microwave background. So CME, this is the very faint afterglow of the Big Bang. And this then challenges the principle of isotropy, where it has been believed that the universe is uniform or looks the same in any direction. So our position here on Earth, you look out, it looks like the same density in every direction, up, down, left, right, whichever you want. If you're on the moon, the same thing. You could be on Neptune, it would appear, or slowly would think, the same there as well. And so this is where the cosmic dipole anomaly comes into play. It suggests that, and this is what this new theory is referred to, it suggests that the cosmos could be lopsided, which would challenge everything science knows about the universe. I'll explain what this lopsidedness means, not literally lopsided. The anomaly was first found through CME measurements that showed some slight differences in temperature. Dropping. The CME, a very, very low temperature. If you were to measure it, it's somewhere around 2.73 degrees Kelvin. So it's very, very slight. And that's somewhere around minus 270.15, something like that, about 270 some odd degrees, minus degrees Celsius. And although small, they do go along with what's been seen in the motion of our solar system. Particularly our solar system, the motion of our solar system relative to the rest of the universe. And what this means is our galaxy may be following a preferred direction throughout space. And this is not predicted in any current models of the cosmos. This now opens up new questions about the fundamental nature of the cosmos. The CMB gives a picture of the universe about 380,000 years after the Big Bang. For many decades, the CMB has been the main tool to help understand the origin, evolution, and large-scale structures. Dropping. Large-scale structure. This is, you can look this up later if you like to, it is the, it's a web-like structure of galaxy clusters and other super clusters. And these are all connected by filaments. And these filaments are thought to be made of dark matter. So this is what they refer to as the large-scale structure. And the emitted radiation is very uniform from the CMB, and it's showing only small variations in temperature. And scientists, they use this. They use this as a way to determine the distribution of matter in the early universe. And this new discovery has shown that these fluctuations might not be isotropic on large scales. There could be some hidden influence on the distribution of matter, or maybe even the properties of space. And if the cosmic dipole anomaly is confirmed, it would have some pretty big implications on the understanding of the universe. It could mean that large-scale structure is not uniform, but prefers a certain direction. The idea of cosmic inflation could also be reshaped, and that was a rapid expansion happening just shortly after the Big Bang, which is believed to have set the mechanism in place for large-scale structure to start with. and a lopsided universe could also bring up questions about dark matter and dark energy. Just dropping. Dark energy, it's believed to be responsible for the continuing accelerated expansion of the universe. You can think of that as repulsive gravity. Instead of drawing things in, it's pushing everything away much, much faster. This dark energy might interact with the universe to produce this asymmetry. Dark matter might not be distributed evenly throughout the cosmos. Each of these could influence the CMB in ways that have not been expected. And there could also be the possibility that new physics may be involved, or some weird undiscovered particle. And some scientists think this new discovery could indicate the existence of new dimensions. And the biggest and most thought-provoking aspect of this new find surrounds the understanding of the Big Bang. If the universe is lopsided, the Big Bang might not be a singular uniform event, but something much more complex. It could also be around the thinking that it could possibly be something like a continuing Big Bang. Multiple Big Bangs. The universe goes on for a period of time, expands until it finally starts to contract back into a single point where it bursts out again into another universe. There's some thinking too that dark energy might, over time, instead of accumulating or developing more energy in order to push itself out further and further, cause everything to be pushed out further and further, might at some time start losing energy, and that might be result in the universe losing its acceleration, slowing down its expansion, and at some point slowing down enough where it starts to contract again into these multiple Big Bangs. And that is it for the Science and TechNet for this week. This is VH3KX, and I'll pause here for a moment to see if there are any stations that would like to join us or they have a comment before we tie the ribbons here for tonight. Well, it's time then to wrap things up here. This is a Science and TechNet that meets here each Saturday at 9 p.m. my local time, 0100 hours GMT. And whether the owner of the repeater is listening here or not during the week, I always like to say thank you for the fact we're on here, which allows me to get out to you folks here each week. Also, those that help get me out on the Canada Hub, Adrian, if you happen to be listening, thank you so much, too. The Internet Coordination Station tonight has been VA3KX. And before I go, I will mention this net is associated with the Skywide Amateur Radio Club, and if you want to learn more about that club, www.skywide.ca, or just do a Google search for the Skywide Amateur Radio Club. You may find some interesting things there on their website. Just dropping again. And my contact information is on QRZ. My email address is there, so if you want to send me a line at any point, feel free. I'll get back to you. If you have any feedback about the net, good or bad, send that along. It helps improve the net if you think it needs improving. Or you just like to comment about the net, send that in. Or if you like to present something yourself during one of these nets, let me know. Let me know what you'd like to talk about. We can have the mic for a period of time, so one evening. And with that, I think we'll close the net here for tonight. And I just want to wish everyone a happy new year and all the best for this new year. Stay safe and well, everyone. And we'll talk again next week. This is VA3KX, and I'm heading off. Good night, everyone. VA3KX, and I'm clear.
Again, 73.
We're on the TechLink mode, 9229, and looking for VK3HJQ. John, if you're there, VK6EQQ. Reggie here in Western Australia, looking for John.
WVZ.
And they're gone to the Enzo Network. If you're out there, we would appreciate it. Looking for VK2DY, Robert, if you're out there, VK6PQQ, over.